Alex Van Pelt, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're doing great, as always. You had the bye week, a week to, do some self-scouting and some reflection on the season as well. How would you say year one in New England has gone for you to this point?
Still growing, still developing. I think that's where we are right now. We're doing some better things than we did at the beginning of the season, so we're moving in the right direction.
What are you looking to get out of the final four games of the season on your side of the ball?
I love to win four games. I think that's the most important thing, is come out and try to win every Sunday. But, just continued growth, see the young guys get better each week, effectively running the football like we did last week, staying balanced as an offense, I think is critical for us at this point. So, just constant improvement is really what we're looking for.
Is it fair to say, and I've felt this way from time to time, thinking of some possessions going into the half, thinking of some possessions in the red zone, thinking of, for instance, against the Colts, the possession following the Christian Gonzalez interception that set you guys up with the football, that play calling has gone conservative at various points this year. Is it fair to say that has sunk in some of these games?
We got to execute. That's the big thing. We called two of our core runs after the interception. Didn't get enough yards. We had a third and eight. We were a little loose in protection, but we had Pop Wagner running wide open for a touchdown. So you could say it's conservative. I thought we had run the ball, established a run early in that game. 8 minutes to go in the game, we wanted to take some time off of running the football. We didn't get it done. But, I don't know if it's conservative. At times, we like to run the ball in the red zone when we get down there. Looking back, obviously, we didn't get it in. We're kicking field goals. That's not good enough. But, I'm gonna call what I think is best at the time during the situation. And I don't have any problems with the call, especially in the 8 minutes left to go in the game. Again, we got to execute better.
So it sounds like, from the way you're answering it, you already gave us the answer, but is that's purely you, or is that something where Gerard says, hey, let's run the ball here, let's run some clock here, let's be aggressive there? Is that purely your call?
Well, my call, I do what the head coach asks to do, obviously. And then in that situation, I know we wanted to run the football, especially after the interception. We wanted to run the ball. But I work for coach, and if coach says to run the ball, I run the ball. If he says be aggressive, I'm aggressive. So I get to call the plays, but again, Coach Mayo makes some of those decisions.
You said yesterday at your press conference that Jalen Polk's slow rookie season might be in part from the early drops and maybe set him back a little bit mentally. I wonder, as a coach, how do you go about fixing something like that? That's got to be one of the more challenging things to do as a coach, sort of get inside somebody's, mental.
It is. It's tough. But, I mean, that's part of building relationships with the players. You need to understand, kind of how they tick and what makes them work and kind of what triggers them to have ups and downs. And I think with Polk, it's just a matter of fighting through. It's never easy. As a rookie, you expect to come in as a high draft pick and have success right away. Maybe that doesn't happen. You hit some adversity. It's really, how do you fight through that? So just continuing to, show confidence in him, him showing confidence in himself and making plays at practice, and hopefully transfer over to the games.
Talking to Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. Speaking of the games this week, you're coming off the bye week. You have the Arizona Cardinals. What can we expect from their defense this week?
Yeah, very good defense. They're a little unique. They're not like a lot of other teams in the league. They give you some different personnel groupings. Buda Baker's an exceptional player. He really drives that defense. They give you some exotic looks, and they're a pressure team. So, even on first and second down, there's a high rate of pressure. On third down, there's a lot of zero coverage where there's nobody back, and they're trying to bring one more than you have. So they present a lot of challenges.
Drake May coming off probably his best performance of the season against the Colts. What did you like about his game 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and he was on fire, really. I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well. His footwork was exceptional. The accuracy, the throws, the decision-making, really strong game for Drake. To continue to build on that this week. Again, just really impressed with his ability to, one, just come in and just be cool as a cucumber back there. Nothing really flusters him, good or bad. He's an even-keeled guy, and he's really developing well. I'm really proud of the process he's made throughout the year.
We're looking at a three-win Patriots team with a month to go. The offense is 31st in points, 31st in yards. Gerard Mayo was asked about this earlier in the week, whether or not he has been assured or told he'll be back next season. Do you feel like you'll be back next season, or have you been told you'll be back next season?
I'm trying to make it to Sunday, guys. That's it. Just trying to get the best thing out there on Sundays. we'll see what happens after that.
So, but you have not been told you'll be back next season?
No, that never comes up in a matter of, in the course of a season anywhere I've ever been.
You know, a big story this week, obviously, is Bill Belichick taking the job down at North Carolina. And I know certainly you guys didn't overlap here or anything, but have you noticed just the college game and the NFL game sort of morphing together in a way, and maybe, you know, NFL doing more college like type schemes and things like that? Do you see the two becoming closer together?
Yeah, I definitely do. But especially with the NIL money now, those, you know, the kids are making a lot more money, coming into the league than they used to. And, teams are starting to hire general managers to handle all the finances and the recruiting and the, you know, and who you bring in. So I can definitely see more of a meld between the two.
How do you think he'll do at North Carolina?
I'm sure he'll do well. I mean, he's an outstanding coach, obviously. I think, just him being down there, I think it's exciting for college football also.
Is it easier to scout, like just offensive players, for example, is it easier to scout them now that a lot of the same stuff, a lot of the same, offenses are being seen? Where I feel like 20 years ago, or even like when you were coming out of college, I feel like there was a much more radical jump, certainly in some of the offenses, going from like a Nebraska wishbone into, whatever they were running in the NFL.
Yeah, it's getting easier. I think you're still looking for the talent. I think that doesn't change. You can see explosiveness. You can see a guy's ball skills, his speed, all those things. Those really don't change. It's just now you're starting to see some of the systems come in from the college up into the pros. Now you can kind of translate that a little bit better. But really, when you're looking at players, you're looking at their skill set and how they would fit in your system.
It's been a few weeks since we spoke to you here on this show. I'm trying to look again. Marcus Jones, I know, was a limited participant the other day. He didn't participate earlier in the week. He had started to work in on offense, so I don't know about his availability this weekend coming off the bye. Is that something you want to continue to do more of?
Absolutely. You know, he's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands, and I think, we'll try to find spots for him. It's kind of tough sometimes. Defense has a long drive. He's, obviously getting coached up on the sideline. You don't want to steal him away from that. But we have a good system in place now where I can kind of give those guys a heads up what's coming. Hey, get Marcus ready. And then, we have a handful of plays in each week for him now.
You know, you revealed a month or so back that he texted you and mentioned he had played offense. You said you were unaware of that. One of the big things with, Gerard was breaking down silos and communication. How was that not communicated to you by members of the coaching staff? Like, how were you unaware of that?
I think that thing was completely blown out of proportion there. I knew he played offensive football. I just haven't thought about using him in an offensive role until that point during the season. So I was aware that he had played on the offense before. I'd watched the plays. And at some point when he reached out to me, I said, well, let's get him going on the offensive side. He got blown out of proportion.
Was there a reason why he wasn't used earlier in the season? I don't know if it had to do with you guys were carrying more wide receivers, I think, than anybody else in the league. Did it have something to do with that, or are you just trying to work on other guys? Why the delay?
Yeah, the biggest thing is probably just getting our offensive guys playing. we're a new offense going into this, into this year, so just trying to get our guys to play good offense first. But anytime you have a chance to be explosive, we weren't very explosive at times during the first part of the season, so we were looking for more explosive plays.
How does the bye week work for you at this point in time? Is it do you get a little bit of time away? Is it still a lot of work? How does that work?
A lot of work early in the week, kind of going back and reflecting on what you've done well, where you can make improvements with your self-scout. But then having a little bit of time during at the end of the week where we got to go back with the family to our place in Pittsburgh and spend a few days with the in-laws.
Okay.
Oh, real quick, Cole Strange activated off the PUP list. Could we see him make his debut on Sunday?
I hope so. I hope he's getting closer. I know we'll just work through that as the week progresses here. He's practicing now, which is great. I'm proud of him for fighting back and getting ready. We would love to see him at some time here in these last four games for sure.
Okay. He's Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. It's the Patriots. It's the Cardinals on Sunday coming off the bye week, all part of a Patriots Friday and our coordinator series here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Alex, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Alex Van Pelt joining us here, brought to you by Rate and by McFarlane Energy.